1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. More than 2,000 people have been arrested nationwide in the ongoing campus protests. President Biden addressed the demonstrations Thursday. He said vandalism is not peaceful.
We are not an authoritarian nation where we silence people or squash dissent. The American people are heard. In fact, peaceful protest is in the best tradition of how Americans respond to consequential issues.
The New York City Police Department says an officer unintentionally fired a shot while clearing a building earlier this week at Columbia University. The incident's under investigation. Nobody was hurt. At least 9 people have been rescued from floodwaters north of Houston. Governor Greg Abbott's declared a disaster for 59 counties after ongoing heavy rain. Arizona's governor signed a repeal of the Civil War era ban on almost all abortions in the state. And the April jobs report comes out this morning. This is ABC News. First Lady Jill Biden hosted what the White House called the first ever Teachers of the Year state dinner Thursday. It honored all state Teachers of the Year and the 2024 National Teacher of the Year, Missy Testerman from Tennessee. The English as a second language teacher said in her speech,
"No profession in American history is as pivotal as ours. We make democracy possible, both by educating the generation in front of us, but we also make all professions, every single one of them, possible."
Fans of a dozen Major League Baseball teams may have found themselves in the dark trying to watch games as Comcast blacked out 15 regional sports networks offered by Bally Sports amid a contract dispute with their operator. Comcast says it will automatically credit customers for the costs. And China has launched its lunar probe bound for the far side of the moon. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kalen Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's tugging on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Amtrak will start a second passenger train route between St. Paul and Chicago later this month. The Borealis trains begin service on the 21st. The new trains follow the current Empire Builder route between St. Paul and Milwaukee and the Hiawatha stops between Milwaukee and Chicago. There'll be 8 stops in Wisconsin. Donald Trump telling a Waukesha rally Wednesday he supports the law enforcement crackdown on the pro-Palestinian protest encampment at UW-Madison.
To every college president, I say remove the encampments immediately, vanquish the radicals, and take back our campuses for all of the normal students who want a safe place from which to learn.
Police say 34 people were arrested, but only 4 of them went to jail. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks season comes to an end. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing to the Pacers 120-98 despite injuries to his knee and Achilles. Damian Lillard scored 28 points in 35 minutes of play, head coach Doc Rivers.
It was tough because you want them on the floor, but you also knew that it may take a minute, and in a playoff game 6, you probably don't have that minute. And I just love the fact that he knew he wasn't 100%. There's a lot of players that wouldn't have played. So just more respect for Dame. coming from me. But the fact that he just wanted to be out there with his guys is pretty cool.
The Bucks finished the regular season with a record of 49-33, 2-4 in the postseason. Damian Lillard.
You play an entire 82-game season. You go through training camp. You go through all the ups and downs of a NBA regular season, and you get to the point where, all right, now we're going to play for everything, and you're not whole. You know, you don't have the best opportunity to reach where you want to reach. So it's frustrating. It's disappointing, but, you know, it's part of the game.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Lots of sunshine today. We'll get to around 71 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 47. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning. A few more clouds with scattered showers or an isolated thunderstorm in the afternoon. High of 72 by Sunday, sunny with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the Devil's Advocates radio show. Fascism on the march, even here in the state of Wisconsin. The only thing that may preserve democracy, guilty Trump.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Peach Schwab.
Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, all over your social media dial, and also check out the Civic Media app where you can text us and give us a call as well. We always welcome your input into the show. In fact, we want your input into the show because sometimes we just run out of things to say.
It's important to be in touch. We're in touch, be in touch,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, that's it.
Our number is 608-879-8255. Mm-hmm. Top of the morning to you. Rise and shine. Shake a leg up and at 'em. It's Friday.
How do you be so happy on Friday morning?
Well, the weekend is here. You know, declare Friday part of the weekend now.
Do you?
Yeah, I think we should go to a 4-day work week.
We should.
You know, I think that would be great.
Just the show or
everybody,
right? Everybody working out there, to work today.
If we had a 4-day week,
yes,
I would rather have Monday off to recover from the weekend.
Yes.
You know, just because Mondays always suck.
Yeah.
You know, so why not have 3-day weekend, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and then start work on Tuesday, and then Friday is kind of a fun day anyway, and, you know, you go to work for a while, and, you know, don't do much, and then leave early.
That sounds logic.
That's my theory.
You know what? There's also the psychological thing.
What?
Playing on everybody's heads, and that is on Friday, we've always been accustomed to Friday being that last day.
Right.
But if we take Friday out of the loop, it's like we're getting off early.
Yeah.
It's like we're not showing up for Friday. And we feel empowered, and we feel more relaxed, knowing that we're screwing Friday. We're not going to go into work on Friday, right?
So you'd rather have Friday off.
There's a psychological edge somewhere.
And then come back to work after
a
3-day weekend. Monday, just be dragging in. What do you think, Sam?
Well,
if it was a 4-day work week, what week?
Well, if you have Monday off, then Monday just becomes the new Sunday.
Okay.
And.
All right.
Yeah, everything kind of shifts then, doesn't it?
Right. I like Fridays, even though I need to come into work and do stuff.
Yeah,
Fridays are fun.
Wait,
and if we have Friday,
look at this.
So you like?
Look at this guy. You know,
I'm looking at it right now.
You know, this Gen Z guy is no work experience under his belt yet, but he's sitting there happy go lucky. Hey, I love working on Fridays. This is fantastic. Yeah. You know.
By the way, Sam.
Man.
Your hair looks really good this morning. Gotta say,
interesting because it hasn't been washed in a couple of days.
There you go.
Can we get a picture of Sam? Get yourself on screen for a second.
Have to showcase my my wonderful.
Well,
hair.
Yeah,
it's not. You need to get closer to the camera, but there you go.
There it is, perfect, beautiful. Yeah.
There's a whopping two people watching on social media right now, me and John.
My younger son, who's 21, has hair just like yours. You can sleep on it. You don't have to wash it for 80 days, and it still looks fantastic and great.
It's got a style all of its own.
It's good. It's curly.
It's a special technique called bedhead.
Some people look good with bedhead.
That's it. Yeah, you got the look, man.
Thanks.
You look like you have bedhead all the time. I guess that's good.
Well, it's in style. It's clear out there this morning, although there was some fog when I was driving in from Baraboo. You know, I haven't moved down to Madison yet.
Yeah.
I'll be moving a week from, I don't know, sometime in a couple of weeks. And, it was foggy up there along the river.
Was it fog or just some purple haze from something you did last night?
It was definitely fog. Definitely fog.
All right.
And there was some rain up there overnight, and it looks like we had some wet streets here this morning. So.
Right.
But that's all out of here. It's going to be beautiful today. Right now, 52. Cleaning. Let's see what the high temperature will be for today. We got to get the weather roulette wheel going.
The wheel again? What about the balls?
Well, no.
All right.
Save the balls till later. That's what she said. High dose. Let's see. 72 today.
All right, there you go.
Wow. I should have worn shorts. Oh, man. Okay. It's going to be great today.
You really serious? You're going to start wearing shorts into here?
Why not?
Oh, my God.
Who cares? It's radio. Nobody gives a damn.
You're a big executive here now.
I'm a big executive here now. Really? Yeah, you know more than that. It's not happening.
I know.
By the way, the weekend, Saturday, rain and thunderstorms tomorrow.
Oh, great.
Showers and storms, highs in the mid-70s, and then Sunday we're back to sunshine.
Yeah.
So half the weekend.
Well, that's not good. You know, big day on Saturday.
We got the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association awards happening Saturday evening at the Marriott. That's going to be a fun time.
Oh, yeah. That'll be a great time.
We're going to see all kinds of radio people we haven't seen in decades. You and I have been out of the loop for, almost 30 years.
Yes.
So we're going to see some of the old people that we used to, hang with.
And every one of those people are going to be winners.
Everybody's an award winner Saturday night. At the Wisconsin Broadcast Association. We're in the category of best morning show in the state of Wisconsin.
If we're not number one, I'm walking. I'm leaving
really?
Early.
You're just getting walk out?
I'm done.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. Well, that'll show everybody just what kind of broadcaster you are.
Guy who's been in it a long time, not taking any guff from anybody.
And not taking second place.
And certainly not taking any criticism for everybody else who didn't think that we were number one. All right, I got it, man. So,
second place, not good enough for John Peterson.
Right.
Third place, forget about it. It's first or nothing.
That's right.
Maybe Vicki McKenna will be there, and you guys can patch up your differences and say hello to each other.
I understand they have a category for best liar on the radio.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Really? You think?
I think she will get the award for that.
Oh, man. Okay.
But I think we can patch it up as well.
Just said that. Wow. Yeah. I've never met her, so I'd like to say hello to her.
Really?
Sure. Oh. Yeah. Why not? I don't know her. Who else would be there? I think some of the people, from the old days, maybe,
Could be.
I don't know. Most of the people our age have retired.
Or died.
Oh, yeah. There have been a few of those. Hey, let's get to the National Day Calendar.
All right. Let's do that.
Why not?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I'm ready.
Here we go. Which one of these days is it? Is it?
What? Is what? Fake?
Yeah, which one of these is fake? Okay. School Lunch Hero Day.
Uh-huh.
Raspberry Popover Day. Crossing Guard Appreciation Day.
Popover Day, that sounds fake to me.
Oh, I haven't gone through the whole list.
That's my pick. All right.
National.
You gotta wait, John.
Which day is. Okay. Paranormal Day, is that a real day today? Is it Two Different Colored Shoes Day? Is it Specially Abled Pets Day? Garden Meditation Day? Is it Lumpy Rug Day? Or is it Space Day? Which one of those days is it not? Okay, now you can make your guess.
Okay.
John.
Well, it's not Lumpy Rug Day today.
Well, you're wrong. It is Lumpy Rug Day today.
God.
Yeah. All right. So, Sam?
We celebrate that every day at
home. You can't ask me because I came up with the fake.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Well, so which one is it, Gordy?
It is not Crossing Guard Appreciation Day, which Sam came up with, and then we discovered all three of us have been crossing guards.
Isn't that
right?
Crazy? Yeah,
that's
it should
right.
be
at one time or another.
Yeah. In elementary school.
You did it in elementary
school. You got kicked off the crossing guard team.
I did somehow. I got kicked off. I don't know what. I think it's maybe because I was late. It's starting to come back to me now. I didn't get there on time, and I helped the kids across the street. And I was only, like, in fifth grade.
Yeah, back in the day, they had kids doing this kind of work.
Yep, exactly. You know? Yeah, and you got out of class early, yeah. which was fantastic. You know, you were one of the elite in mm-hmm. the school at that point.
And you got the badge and the belt and the
cross
thing,
belt that goes across your body. Yeah. Oh, man, it was so cool yeah. looking.
You got to get out of school early. Yeah. You got to come into school a little later because you were out there with the cross.
You felt like you were doing something. You yeah. had some responsibility, and they had confidence in you.
Right.
Boy, was that misplaced.
Well, over the years, it's changed. Now they have adults doing this kind of thing. That's when I was doing it a few years ago up in Baraboo for the high school up there.
Oh,
yeah,
helping out. I did not know that.
Helping out, yeah, yeah.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good time.
Did you experience a few people who went through the crosswalk?
Oh, yeah. There's always a few people that are just not paying attention.
Yeah.
Just, you know, you're out there waving a stop sign and, you know, waving down cars and kids are crossing the street. There comes some knucklehead.
Did you just throw your body in front of the vehicle?
Of course I did. I would sacrifice myself for any of those kids. Look out! Get out of the way!
That's the kind of guy you are.
Sam, what was your crossing guard experience?
Well, I was in it in elementary school like John was.
Yeah?
And I was telling this story just before we went on the air.
Yeah.
In fifth grade, so like still little kid somewhat.
Yeah.
At the end of the year, we went to a Brewers game, all the people involved on this like crossing guard team.
They took you to the Brewers?
Yeah, it was pretty exciting. I think it's the only Brewers game I've actually been to. But anyway, at the end of the game, we were about to load up the buses and we were all going to the bathroom ahead of time because it was a couple hour drive back. And we see this guy just like huddled in the corner of the bathroom and he sees like this flood of kids come in.
Oh, no.
And he realizes that we're here on a school trip or something. Yeah. And he just says to us, "Stay in school, kids."
Wise advice.
Wow.
Isn't it funny how things like that really are like indelible images in your memory?
You can just visualize it perfectly. Yeah. Yeah.
It must have meant something to you guys because you did stay in
school.
It was an inspiration right there.
Scarred you for life, too.
And it's like my story,
right?
Where I walk into my broadcast school class for the very first time, and the guy's on the couch with his arm over his head saying, "I wish I'd gotten into real estate." Man.
Welcome to broadcast
school. That was my inspiration.
Yeah. And here you still are.
I'm still doing it. I'm still plugging away.
All these decades later.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Wonder how all the other guys in that class worked out.
You know, I think about that, too.
Yeah.
You know, think about the guys that actually went to broadcast school, mm-hmm. you know, they had nothing else going on. They couldn't get into it.
We had one woman in there, and she ended up working as a salesperson for one of the radio stations here in town.
No kidding.
And she would always remind me of the class that we attended together.
Who was that? Do you remember her name?
Sarah. Okay. I can't remember.
All right.
Started her own agency as well.
Oh,
very successful, had some money. Yeah. I went into broadcasting, had none.
And not much has changed.
The lesson learned.
Yeah. Okay, well, we got
you know, the funny thing is, too, when I was in broadcast school, a friend of mine named Paul was also there,
mm-hmm.
and we did a two-man show, and we were trying to get a two-man show job at our first radio station.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
How'd that work out for you?
It did not work out, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you've had a number of partners since Paul.
I have.
And they all worked out just great.
Yes.
Okay, 19 minutes past the hour. We're just getting started on a Friday morning. Good to have you along with us. When we come back, we're going to talk about Rachel Maddow and the out-of-state MAGA candidates.
Yeah.
A lot more.
Yep.
Coming up.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turned 26. Now, that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Radio WMDX 92.7 FM at 1580 AM. Who is that singing that?
That's Ray, let's see.
Ray Parker Jr.
Ray Parker Jr. You wrote that. Yeah. And, you know, it's just like a desperate thing to write that thing. And it turned out to be one of the most popular brain, the earworms that you could possibly ever come up with.
I think there were lawsuits about that song because it sounded very much like the Huey Lewis song, which I can't remember the title of.
Something I Want a New Drug?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I Want a New Drug. Okay.
Yes. There were some lawsuits after, because I think I Want a New Drug was first, and then Ray Lewis
would have to be.
Wrote that big one.
Yeah.
And yeah, it would have to be, wouldn't it? It
does kind of sound a little bit like it when you think about it.
It's exactly like it.
Is it really?
Same chord progression. Yeah, pretty much. National Paranormal Day. That's why we're playing Ghostbusters this morning. That's what this is. Each year on May 3rd, National Paranormal Day, people who believe in paranormal activities are encouraged to get together and share their experiences with each other. Have you ever experienced anything paranormal, John? Ghosts?
Yeah.
You had a ghost story, didn't you?
Yes.
When you were small.
An apparition.
Right? Yeah? Yeah.
Crawled and ran on the floor, went into the parlor of an old farmhouse.
How old were you at the time?
And I looked up, and there was a guy looking down at me, and there wasn't supposed to be a guy in that room, according to the people who lived there, but I did describe their late grandfather.
When was this?
How old were you? That might have been like 56, 57.
So you were
6, 7 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you still think about that?
It haunts me to this day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Sam, how about you?
No actual ghost sightings, but like if I'm ever up for a really long time and it's late at night and I'm working on something, I just like see something move out of the corner of my eye.
That's right.
It's scary, isn't it?
It happens all the time at the theater on campus, actually. I'll just like think I see something out the window into the house of the theater.
Then
I look and there's nothing
there. How do you know it isn't a haunted theater?
It could be. I don't know.
Yeah. Why are theaters a gathering place for this kind of thing? There's so many actors that go through, or why would that?
Yes.
Why would theaters be that way? Because you hear about up in Baraboo, the Al Ringling Theater. They say that's got some weird things going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of strange, but
it is.
You know, Paranormal Day is a great day to celebrate.
So.
And we should talk to somebody about the paranormal activity here Madison.
Yes.
And some of the buildings here, some of the storefronts.
Sam, we'll get working on that. See if we can come up with something. Okay? You in on that?
Okay. He's on it right now.
He's already looking through the Rolodex.
He's out.
He's disappeared. Okay. Let's see. It's School Lunch Hero Day. What's this all about?
Yes,
School
tell me.
Lunch Hero Day.
How can you be a hero?
Hang on a second.
Giving somebody a lunch when they don't have enough lunch money?
Well, maybe so. We'll find out here. National School Lunch Hero Day, the first Friday in May. School Lunch Hero Day, dedicated to those men and women who make the cafeterias and schools a better place to be. What's your favorite school lunch? Do you remember those tater tots?
I do. Yeah.
Bad pizza?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember any of those smiling faces who served up those lunch meals to you?
Well, here's the cool thing, really. And I can relate the crossing guard situation into this.
Really?
Because you were a crossing guard, you got in late for the lunch, and you could get as much food as you want to because they had leftovers.
Leftovers?
I think that was the biggest benefit I remember having as a crossing guard.
Wow. Well, that's a good Benny. Yeah.
It is.
Free food?
Yeah, lots of
food. Or extra food, anyway.
Yes.
It's speaking of food, it's Raspberry Popover Day. Raspberry Popover Day. Why would that? Have you ever had a raspberry?
Is that a Prince song?
Like a pop. I think that is a Prince song, yeah. National Popover Day for raspberries, May 3rd. Each year recognizes a dish similar to Yorkshire pudding. Who knew? The day is also referred to as National Raspberry Tart Day. Popovers earn their name by their characteristic popping over the edges of the pan as they bake.
That's nice.
That's called being sloppy.
That's what you want. You know, that crust burning on the bottom of your oven for the next month.
Yeah. Primary ingredients of popovers, flour, eggs, milk, butter, salt, and salt and butter. Okay. All right. We don't really care. Let's see.
Was that next? The recipe or what were you explaining there?
No, that was in the recipe.
Okay.
You don't really care. It's two different colored shoes day. Whoever does
what
this.
What the hell is this all about? Well, I mean, obviously, a lot of us have different colored shoes.
Yeah, but why would you want to wear two different colored shoes? Okay.
Yes.
What do we got here?
Michael and the Slipper Tree.
Okay.
Brand new shoes for you and me.
Oh, okay. National Two Different Colored Shoes Day encourages us to celebrate our uniqueness and put it on display. The day stands out from the other 364 days of the year.
Yes. That's why it's a day.
Wear two different colored shoes and see where they take you. What is this?
No, really?
This is just
This is cool.
I'm sorry.
You know what? We should really go after this day. I think we should celebrate this every year. Yes, this should be our day.
It's too late now.
Wearing two different colored shoes.
Let's remember it for next May 3rd.
Well, there's a lot of people listening right now. This is first thing in the morning. They're getting dressed. They're trying to pick out what they're going to wear today.
Yeah.
And this is the day to wear those different colored shoes. This
okay.
is fantastic. I really like this idea a lot.
Okay. All right. This one I know you're going to like because nationally specially abled pets day. You had a specially abled pet
for many years. Yes. We had a border collie and about 7 years old. Went down the stairs and suddenly something happened to his back.
Oh.
And he became paralyzed from the back down to his back legs. And so we had to carry him around all the time and put him on his wheels.
Yeah.
He loved his wheels. And in winter, when there was heavy snow out there, we'd put on the skis.
Wow.
And he'd ski around the yard.
It's true. I saw pictures. Yeah.
And not only that, he was adamant about making sure that I did the snow blowing each and every time it snowed. This dog would chase after me. He'd nudge the back of my legs, making sure that I just keep moving forward, keep blowing that snow.
Wow.
It was so much fun to have him out there helping me.
What was the dog's name? So was that Speed?
Speed.
Yeah. He was a great dog.
Yeah.
I met him a few times, So this is a day to set aside to educate the public about caring for disabled pets, because there's a lot of pets like that that need to be adopted and helped out. And the day features disabled animals looking for a home.
We did go to a gravel pit one time. And,
How do you like that?
Well, you know, we had the rifles there.
What? What are you talking about?
Yeah, but you didn't do what the governor whatever state it was did. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, that's going to be a running theme for the rest of the election season. I can't imagine. You know, there's so much talk about what Kristi Noem did to her dog, shooting her dog.
Yeah.
That it's just no one can wrap their head around it. No one can.
Yeah. All right. We've got a couple more days to go here, but first, It's 29 minutes past the hour. We'll check out the history books coming up.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Just when you thought high-path avian influenza in dairy and accelerated beef testing is all the market wanted to talk about, we hear from food processors, those folks that manufacture food. They're worried about milk supply. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Zach Bowers, broker analyst with EverAg, says at the most recent meeting of food processors, those food manufacturers in Chicago, they weren't worried about high-path avian influenza or changes in consumer buying patterns. They were actually worried about the U.S. milk supply getting tight.
I mean, I think we're finally to a tipping point that supply side has done its thing and will probably continue to do its thing because, you know, Europe continues to struggle with poor margins. New Zealand is not really able to grow at all. And we still deal with a lot of poor margins across the country as well, too, depending on who you ship to. So that on top of how expensive it is to buy cows, how expensive it is to build the dairy, interest rates still high. It's very difficult to see a world where we start expanding globally, let alone domestically, on milk production in a big way.
Zach Bauer, broker analyst with EverAg. Now, just as an example, yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese gained 2.5 cents to 188. 40-pound block cheese was up 2 cents, 178 and three quarters. Double A butter yesterday up 5.25 cents to 305 and three quarters per pound. The rest of the market's on the way next.
What do you look for in a lending partner? Someone who supports smart decision-making for your farm or ranch, agribusiness, investment, or community. Someone who values relationships. Someone who, when you face adversity, looks you in the eyes and says, "We are here." Find the lending partner you're looking for at Compere Financial. Visit compere.com to get started today. Compere Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge, but with the Enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your Enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
In overnight electronic trade this morning, we've got December new crop corn trading 2.5 cents higher at 482. November new crop beans are up 7 right now, 1194 and three quarters. July new crop wheat up 6.5 at 610 and three quarters. The June class 3 milk that goes into cheese, 24 cents stronger right now at 1914 a hundredweight. So just a quick snapshot on the markets for Friday. I'm Pam Yonke.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Lots of sunshine today. We'll get to around 71 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 47. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning. A few more clouds with scattered showers or an isolated thunderstorm in the afternoon. High of 72 by Sunday, sunny with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
Small business owners, we know tackling your to-do list can sometimes feel like going 12 rounds against a heavyweight champ. Except that heavyweight's gloves are made of something hard, like diamonds. So when a new to-do pops up, you're like, "I can't. I'm boxing my diamond boxing glove-wearing heavyweight champ of a to-do list." At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy with over 30 customizable coverage options, so you can finally land a knockout blow. See if you can save on business insurance in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers.
What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, we've got Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. She's going to be talking to me about Trump's visit to Waukesha this week. We'll also have Terry Barr and Civic Media's own news director, Terry Belt.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
Star Wars. We do our Bill Murray's, right?
Yeah.
The lounge singer Bill Murray doing lyrics to themes
Star
to
Wars.
Star Wars.
Paul Schaefer
and,
on
and
piano,
other movies.
Too.
Yeah, it was
wonderful.
That was one of the great bits of all time. It really was.
It was.
Mad Radio WMDX, 92.7 FM at 1580 AM. Anybody remember those days?
Oh, sure.
When
Bill Murray
did that lounge singer?
Why would we
act?
Be? Yes, yes. It was great stuff.
It was.
I think his name was Nick something or other. We'll
Oh, yeah.
National Space Day. That's what it is today. That's why we're playing Star Wars. In 1997, Lockheed Martin Corporation created National Space Day as a one-day event. In 2001, due to the extreme popularity, former astronaut and Senator John Glenn. Remember John Glenn?
Oh, yes.
Godspeed, yep. John Glenn. John Glenn expanded Space Day to International Space Day.
Mm-hmm.
So there you have it. That's Space Day.
And
that's
all we didn't mind it if he was a Republican. It wasn't a big deal.
Yeah. It's also Lumpy Rug Day. We're wrapping up the national days. Lumpy Rug Day.
Is that a body under your rug or is it just a lumpy rug?
It's pretty good. What's the deal with National Lumpy Rug Day?
Yeah, what is the deal?
My computer's just really slow this morning. National Lumpy Rug Day each year takes two approaches to celebrating. Two different ways to celebrate Lumpy Rug Day. Some people view the day as a day to appreciate a good clean rug and incorporate that into your spring cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
Along with this view, the idea is to enjoy the old lumpy rugs and the comfort they've brought to your home.
What?
Who comes up with
this?
Wow,
they're really stretching it.
The other view regarding the day is the way that we sometimes sweep unwelcome facts and issues under the rug.
Or bodies, you know, roll them up, be a cleaner. That's one occupation that you can go into.
We often take bad news we want to ignore and tuck it away so we can avoid it. That's how we sweep things under the rug. Though it
so
rarely does us any
lumpy
good.
Lumpy rugs.
Okay. Let's get to the history days.
All
okay.
Right.
Let's open up
the book.
Okay.
John, you're getting worse and worse at this Foley thing. I tell you.
Always a critic, Sam.
I am.
That's you.
Well, let's see what we got for today.
Yeah, what do we have?
1923, the first transcontinental flight took place. Took almost 27 hours.
Wow. Jeez.
Yeah. 1923. Well, are we talking about Lindbergh? Is that what we're talking about?
He flew across the Atlantic, I believe, right?
Yes.
Alone.
Yeah, so this is from, I think it was from Boston to San Diego.
Transcontinental flight.
Yeah.
Okay, I gotcha.
Yes.
Sorry about that. Yeah. Okay.
Imagine taking more than a full day to fly across the country.
Right, 27
that's
hours.
That's outrageous.
It was 2,470 miles.
Okay.
Well, that's because of the layovers and cancellations.
Oh, that's why. Yeah, we still have to deal with this.
Just spit my coffee out. What else happened?
Let's see. 1948, the golden age of Hollywood came to a close. You familiar with the Paramount decision?
No.
It was a Supreme Court decision. So during the golden age of Hollywood, a lot of the major studios actually owned the theaters showed their movies in.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
And it was an antitrust case that broke up the studios and made them divest their theaters.
Okay. Huh. All right.
Yeah.
And
that was a good thing.
Okay. It was a good thing. Yeah. Yeah.
1978, the first spam email was sent.
Wow. Wonder who sent. How would they be able to flag that? I guess.
Well, it wasn't flagged. It just went to everyone.
Okay.
So
spam was created.
It was
created.
Advertising spam, on like spam, this spam. Government.
How did
server.
They determine that it was the first spam email? And, you know, if everybody got it.
Yeah, I don't know.
What do you
good question.
Well, I don't know. It's I guess the first spam catcher.
Or I mean, you know.
Well, it was the first one, so they didn't know what to call.
They didn't know what to do.
It was the only email in the spam folder.
Why would they call it spam?
I think it's
because spam is so
bad.
Where's the spam song?
Right,
Monty Python.
It got the name later from Monty Python, actually.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. But they didn't name it. They just took it from the bit.
Okay.
Right. Right. Yeah.
All right. Any birthdays today?
Yeah, we do have some birthdays.
Okay, let's get to it.
Jacob Reese, the muckraking photographer. He exposed like some of the slum conditions in big cities in the late 1800s.
Yeah, great photographs.
Born today in 1849. Bing Crosby, born today in 1903.
Yeah.
Pete Seeger, 1919.
Sure.
And
Pete Seeger was a great songwriter. Okay, I'll give him that, mm-hmm. but his voice.
Mm-hmm. Not your favorite?
I didn't like that voice.
It was a real folksy sound. Yeah.
All right, keep going.
Last one, James Brown, 1933.
Ouch.
Yes. We're going to be hearing from him later today.
All right. Why do we have to wait till later? Don't we have anything now? Do we have any James Brown dialed up and ready to go in the jukebox, the John and Gordy jukebox? Here we go. Oh. Here we go. Isn't this a song you played and got in trouble with or something?
Yeah. I accidentally played this song at WMAD out in Sun Prairie. It's an alternative rock station like Triple M is now, except back then the singers all sounded a little bit different than the ones on Triple M. Now it's all just one singer, I think, now doing all the music. But anyway,
You accidentally played this one?
Sex Machine, and it was... a great song, and it's a long song.
And it doesn't change much.
I can go to the restroom and come back. But anyway, after my shift, the program director came up to me, Paul Marslight came up to me and said, John, did you know that you played Sex Machine? I said, yeah, it was right on the playlist. That's why I played it.
Yeah.
I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, Paul. And he goes, well, no, that's the name of the album. You're supposed to play the other track.
Oops.
Yeah, but I'm thinking that is one of the great commuter songs.
Okay, it's commuter songs.
It is.
I think driving to work.
Getting up and going in the morning, driving into work, Sex Machine comes on the air.
Exactly. I think it's perfect.
Okay.
I'm still sticking with that.
All right. Well, we'll go with that. All right. There are a lot of other great James Browns. I mean, he was really terrific. He really was groundbreaking.
Yeah.
And, of course, our own Madisonian Clyde Stubblefield created the funk beat when he was with James Brown.
Right.
Yeah.
But he left...
he left the band.
He left the band, not happy with being treated badly by James Brown, who was a taskmaster, basically.
Well, not only that, but he didn't like touring. Clyde didn't like to tour.
That's true, too.
In the big cities and stuff. He'd rather
come
to Madison.
We all heard that from a guest that we had on the show.
That's right, a few weeks ago. In fact, speaking of that, Rocker will be in a little bit later on to give
us a
preview of what's happening on Max Inc. this weekend.
And the students and the UW have an agreement, and we'll be getting to that as well. So, in fact, they should be meeting, I would assume, today. They have the tent city back up.
Okay. And we'll have a spokesperson, a student demonstrator, Dahlia Saba. I don't know if she's an official spokesperson. Maybe I shouldn't
I don't know if she's a part of the discussions or not. We'll ask her.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things we'll find out.
Yep. That's coming up a little bit later on today. So, beautiful sunshine out there this morning, and temperatures starting out in the low 50s. It's going to be gorgeous all day long, up to the low 70s. And the weekend, rain and thunderstorms return tomorrow for Saturday, and then mid-70s, and then Sunday, right around 70 degrees and sunshine. So, going to be pretty good.
It's going to be a pretty
just
good
watch
day.
Watch out for the rain
tomorrow. I think it's going to be a great day.
Yeah.
If you wear different colored shoes.
It's different colored shoes day.
Different colored shoes day.
Why not?
That is fantastic.
Why not?
Again, we were talking about that off the air and how shoes, of course, they have a different feel.
Right.
So the colors would be cool, to have different colored shoes, but at the same time, you're going to have a different feel.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a different sole, a different
yeah.
platform.
Right. Different height.
Yeah.
You know.
Height?
Well, well, if you're wearing high heels, okay. I know you like to wear heels occasionally. Yeah. So, you know, if you wear one high heel.
You weren't supposed
one
to tell
sneaker.
Anybody.
Oh,
it's the secret of how John is so tall.
I know.
Exactly.
But, you know, that kind of thing, it actually helps your brain. Have you ever heard about this, this idea that you should do things differently? That, you know, you get into the same habit of making the coffee the same way, doing the same, driving to work in the same traffic pattern or driving home the same. They say it's better for your brain as you age to do things in a different way. If you put on your left shoe first and then your right shoe, try mixing that up. Do the right shoe first, left shoe. It's good to connect your brain cells in different fashions. They
If you have a slight mental problem, you know, in your old age, you can always blame it on them. Well, I'm just going a different way. You know, I didn't get lost. I didn't take a bad turn. I'm just taking a different way.
That's right.
Stimulating the brain.
It stimulates different pathways in your brain.
Yeah.
So So do that, and your brain will be better. That's what the brain police say. 608-879-8255. That's our phone number. You can text us at that number. Do we have a text there? What's that?
I'm trying to figure that out.
I don't know.
Something we said. That's who it's a response to.
This is from Catherine. She said that's who Gordy sounds like between John's moments. Ha! Huh? What?
Huh? Oh, it must be James Brown.
Oh, that's what.
That's it.
Duh. Okay. Duh. That's another one. Let's get some more James Brown into the show today. Are we going to be featuring him today?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, great.
Good. That's good to know.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right. So the weekend ahead of us, we got the big Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. There are broadcasters coming in to Madison, probably as we speak, from all over the state. This is a big statewide gathering of broadcasters, radio and TV people. They'll all be gathered at the Marriott over the weekend, and we'll be a part of that because we're nominated, accidentally, we know we're finalists, so that's interesting.
We already know
We've never
that.
Been nominated for anything, ever,
in the
our
top
long
three.
Broadcast career.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And I have, but I'm a big winner.
Well, I was in a
best
different
of
market.
Madison.
I was
best
over
of Madison.
In South Bend.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't count. Indiana.
Well,
Indiana's different.
Indiana, who cares?
Yeah, I know.
Indiana wants me. Can't go back there.
That was a great old song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Indiana, who cares? I think that's on their license plate.
Could you look up the Bill Murray Star Wars launch?
Oh, I had it up and then I closed it because you moved on.
No!
Oh,
no.
Come on.
I'll find it again.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we got to hear that again because it's space day, too. Yeah.
It is.
We're both kind of spacey.
We are.
Because it's Friday.
Well, if we had today off, see, we'd feel like we were skipping today.
I know.
So having a 4-day work week does work.
We got to
push
for that.
If we get rid of Friday, if we take off on Friday, not Monday, but Friday.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I think if we, if we win that first place award as
best
morning show,
that.
We're going to push for a 4-day week. See how that goes over. Hey, come on. We're the best in the state. We're the best morning show in the state. Give us a little something. Huh?
Well,
you get an extra day off.
Well, Catherine doesn't know it, but
and less pay.
We put a list of demands together.
Yeah, we're still tweaking that list. Yeah. All right.
Oh, God.
Okay. Yeah. Sam, do you have plans for the weekend? Hey, are you coming to the award thing?
Well, yeah, of course.
Oh, okay. Well, good, because, you're our big producer, you're a big shot with the cigar. Big cigars and motor cars.
Oh, you give me too much credit.
No,
we don't
give
you enough.
We
don't give you enough credit. You pull it all together every morning.
Finding all these weird, odd cuts that we want to hear.
Throwing things out there.
Yeah.
So
should we get to Rachel Maddow quickly?
Well, we only have about a minute left here. But we'll get to that. And also, again, our special guest a little bit later on, Dahlia Saba, student demonstrator, who will be talking about the UW campus. I understand there is an agreement,
How things are going there. They have an agreement right now. It's an ongoing agreement, essentially. So we'll talk to her about that. I don't know if she's part of the discussions. We'll ask her and get the latest information on the encampment. Library Mall.
Yeah, and also Rocker will be in studio talking about what's happening on Max Inc. this weekend. It's all coming up on the John and Gordy Show for a Friday. Ugh, get down. Hey,
Listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
A farmer from just outside of Madison found something unusual while picking rocks from his field in preparation for spring planting. A meteorite. Yes, Jim Koch found a 110-pound meteorite. UW scientists confirm it is indeed a meteorite made of iron and nickel, and it may have been created in the solar system more than 4 billion, with a B, 4 billion years ago. This is the only meteorite ever discovered in Dane County, though 13 others have been found in other parts of the state. This particular one is now on display at the UW Geology Museum on West Dayton Street in Madison. Until next time. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Let's go out with something really hot for these folks. A big hit out of 77. Ah, Star Wars. Nothing but Star Wars. Give me the Star Wars. Don't let them in. How about that nutty Star Wars bar? Can you forget all the creatures in there? And hey, Darth Vader in that black and evil mask. Did he scare you as much as he scared me? Star Wars! Those near in Star Wars! My seventh winner up here! Star Wars!
Bill Murray.
Wow.
Paul Schaefer.
That is a historical piece of comedy right there. That is fantastic stuff.
It's Space Day today. You know, tomorrow is May the 4th be with you. So it all ties together. That's tomorrow.
You know, and the thing is, you know, I did that. I took off on it every time I heard these themes for these Star Wars movies and, you know, all the superhero movies. I would do that. I would add my own lyrics and, you know, entertain myself, I guess. I did it in private. I didn't do it in public.
Good. Thank you for doing it in private.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Well, okay, let's get to something from Rachel Maddow. You know, we always talk about Eric Hovde, the stand-up comedian running for a Senate seat against Tammy Baldwin.
Yeah, speaking of comedy.
Well, you know, Eric... isn't the only one carpetbagging. It seems like it's like a thing now in MAGA world where they get somebody from out of state in another state. Isn't it crazy?
It is nuts. I don't know why they're doing that.
Okay. Cut six and let's check out what Maddow has to say about all of this.
Okay.
So in Wisconsin, Republicans are running a Selina Meyer understudy who is from California, whose bank is being sued for elder abuse and who says don't let people in nursing homes vote. In Pennsylvania, Republicans are running a guy who lives in Connecticut, who grew up in a literal president's mansion and says it was a family farm where he was so poor. But wait, there's more. In Montana, Republicans really, really, really want to take the U.S. Senate seat there that is currently held by popular Democratic Senator John Tester. One of the things that makes John Tester really popular in a largely rural state like Montana is that Senator Tester is, for real, a real farmer, drives the tractor and everything. Republicans have decided to run somewhat against Senator John Tester in Montana, who is a person from Minnesota, who grew up in the suburbs of St. Paul. Since he has been running against John Tester, though, he has made a big deal of saying that he grew up near farmland.
Yeah.
Turns out there was maybe farmland near the multi-million dollar lake house he grew up in suburban St. Paul. So that's pretty much just like being a farmer.
Yeah.
This follows another quite unusual controversy for this Montana Senate candidate in which he either dropped a loaded gun in a parking lot at Glacier National Park, and the gun went off when it hit the ground, and he thereby shot himself in the arm.
Wow.
Or he didn't really shoot himself in the arm by dropping a gun in the parking lot at Glacier National Park, but he nevertheless went to the hospital anyway. And while he did tell a U.S. park ranger that he dropped a gun in that parking lot and shot himself that day, he was actually lying about that to the ranger because really he was trying to conceal the secret truth that he had an unreported war wound that he didn't want anybody to know about.
What?
Wow.
But whatever happened, it was definitely near farmland. It was very near. You could smell it nearby in the vicinity. Can I tell you, there's another one, Michigan. Michigan Republicans are thrilled that Democratic U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow is retiring in that state. They would love to take that Senate seat in Michigan. And so, cue the headlines out of Michigan. Quote, Michigan Republican candidate caught living in Florida.
Yes.
This is about Republican Michigan U.S. Senate candidate Mike Rogers.
His name
is Mike Rogers.
Yeah.
This confluence of where he lives and his name led the Michigan Advance to build the perfect headline for this story, which is, quote, where is Mr. Rogers' neighborhood?
Oh, that's good.
Mike Rogers, again, wants to be the senator from Michigan, but he does appear to be registered to vote in Florida at his very nice house in Cape Coral, Florida, where he is registered with the Republican Party of Florida, voter status active. Where is Mr. Rogers' neighborhood indeed?
You know, it's very odd.
That's incredible.
It's very odd that this thing can happen, or that the voters would allow something like this to happen. Somebody who doesn't live in their state, can't identify with them, hasn't lived there in a long time, has great wealth. That's part of it. and then they allow them to run in their district and then vote for them.
Mm.
There's something wrong.
Well, there is something
wrong. A disconnect.
I'm trying to think of a Democrat that, you know, just anybody within recent memory or even in the history books that would do something like that.
Text us if you know of any Democrat that has done that.
And, yeah, I can't
think
of a candidate.
And if you come up with one, it'll probably be the only one ever.
I'm trying to think of any of them
that
have done that kind of thing, and it's not coming to me. Yeah, you can text us at 608-879-8255 or use the Civic Media app, easy to download, absolutely free, and you can listen to us or any of the other shows here at Civic Media.
It's kind of a weird story out of Milwaukee.
And what's that?
Trump recently visited Waukesha.
Yeah, he was there Wednesday.
A lot of people just love Trump in Waukesha.
Sure.
Waukesha is so Republican, it's just absolutely ridiculous. But this
you
is
lived
what,
there. You worked there, right?
I worked at WAUK there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I once said on the air, we were broadcasting from the fair, and I said something to take it. I went through the calendar, and it was take a hobo to lunch.
Take a hobo to lunch.
It was something like
a
that.
A hobo.
No, it was very not politically correct at the time.
Yeah.
And I got
reprimanded.
Called into the principal's office.
Yeah, detention
because it was insensitive, and some people at the fair that managed the fair found it incorrect.
Okay.
But anyway, what happened? This: a Milwaukee vegan cafe owner there in Milwaukee appeared with Trump and said her business did better when Trump was president.
Mm.
But there was a catch to that.
Okay.
Her restaurant on Wells Street in Milwaukee opened in August of 2023, more than 2 years after Trump left office.
Oh, okay.
You know, the megas do think that everything was better under Trump. But they're just making it up.
Just didn't check the calendar.
They should. They should.
All right. Coming up to the top of the hour, in our next hour, we'll be talking with Dalia Saba, student demonstrator, telling us about the UW protests.
Absolutely. We'll find out more about their agreement, hopefully, as well.
And Rocker will join us for the Max Inc. preview. Coming up.
Let the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy Show.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it is time, my friends, to recombobulate. Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation joins the show at 10:30. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.